So we have Gemma Weedle on the line right now.
Yes. So Gemma is a member of the Socialist Alliance and has run as a Socialist Alliance candidate in the 2010 federal elections and has also been with the Climate Emergency Action Network South Australia and Repower Port Augusta. And Repower Port Augusta have an ongoing campaign to get a concentrating solar thermal power plant built with dispatchable power that can run around the clock and pump out power when it's needed. Welcome, Gemma.
Hey, how you going?
Really good. So, what's going on over in SA? You've been copping some serious attacks from the federal government for the crime of having a fair few wind farms and so on.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting time in South Australia with our energy market. We've been having quite a few blackouts recently, which I guess the conservative media and some politicians have been loving to use as a opportunity to bash renewables, despite there being really no feasible connection at all between these two. South Australia has quite a large percentage of renewable energy, mostly from wind farms, but also quite a lot of household solar. We also have gas-powered stations, and recently the coal-fired power station up in Port Augusta was shut down. That was an old power station, very polluting, but unfortunately there's been no transition for the community up there. It's just been shut down. They've been left high and dry, so we've been calling on the replacement to be a solar thermal plant. But in the meantime, we've been getting a lot of slack from federal government blaming renewables, even though it was found later that he was given the direction that there was actually no link between renewables and the blackouts. So obviously a political manoeuvring there. The real cause of the blackouts, I think, has been the privatisation of our energy grid. Just when you have a grid that's run for profit and it's been played around by companies trying to make the most money rather than provide, you know, affordable energy to people, you're going to get a situation where, you know, it's not really the best outcome. And obviously we had some big storms that caused some energy infrastructure. Some towers were knocked down. So they were going to, you know, that's what was the cause of the blackout, and that was going to happen whether it was caused by, whether we had renewable energy or gas. So, yeah, really tenuous links there being drawn by our federal and local politicians, which is pretty disappointing.
And there's an article by Renfrey Clark in Green Left Weekly and at Green Left Online, and it's looking at price gouging by the privatised electricity companies, and in particular the way that they will kind of just operate on the brink of supplying enough energy to stop blackouts from happening, because it's at that brink that they're able to attract high prices for their electricity.
That's it. It's all about maximising the price they can get for energy. And the market is really quite illogical and not a very sensible way to provide power to people. And, you know, under a capitalist system, an energy system is designed to make a profit first. And if it provides energy to people, that's a bonus. But, you know, it's not too bad.
Mm. And when the recent blackouts earlier this year happened, sort of more localised load shedding event, I think it was referred to, the Labor Premier in South Australia, Jay Weatherill, came out and he was quite fired up, and he was basically saying, why was the Pelican Point gas-fired power station not turned on? And he basically threatened to nationalise or otherwise have some sort of strong state controls on how those power stations operate. Is he just talking, or do you think that's serious? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, it's probably the best thing I've heard Jay Weatherill say in quite a while. usually he's on about nuclear and gas.
Hmm.
So, that was another example of when you don't have a planned energy system, it's just quite chaotic and left to the market, and it was definitely a failure, and Pelican Point did fail to come on. I haven't heard any real follow up in terms of action from that. I imagine it was just a bit of us talking. But I mean, we would very much welcome Dre's suggestion to nationalise the energy sector. I think it would make a lot of difference, and I'm sure it would have a lot of public support. A lot of people have been blaming the privatisation of ETSA that occurred, you know, a couple of decades ago for all of these, this real decline in the energy provision and in maintenance and in, you know, keeping prices reasonable. So, you know, I'm not sure it's going to happen, but I would definitely support any calls for that to happen.
Hmm. Now, back to Repower Port Augusta. There was a video came out in September of last year, and you've actually got some of the former power station workers from Alinta, from the coal-fired power station that got shut down, who are part of this campaign to get the solar thermal plant built. So that's got a real transition focus, yeah?
Yeah, it's a really diverse campaign that really is centred around local people and driven by them. So we've got former power station workers, we've got doctors and nurses, we've got teachers, and a broad range of community members that are active, and the local council up there is really supportive as well. And they've been calling for this for years now. We knew the power station was set to close. It wasn't a surprise. So it's really disappointing that there was no transition plan put in place for these workers. And now they've just been left high and dry, really. So these workers are all skilled, really skilled workers that could be quite easily transitioned to work in a solar thermal power plant. And that project would bring jobs to the area. It would alleviate the health problems. It would really help that regional community that's really struggling at the moment with the loss of a lot of employment. I mean, it's a great idea all around, and it's been sitting on the desk of these politicians for, you know, about 5 years now, and it's really time that they just step up and make it happen and, you know, show some leadership and really be there for the community that so far they haven't been.
Hmm. And the other benefit, and perhaps why the Liberals feel so threatened and feel the need to attack the renewables industry in South Australia at the moment, is if this thing was built, that would be a really good, technology to partner with the existing fleet of wind farms in South Australia, yeah?
Yeah, they complement each other really well, because it could, the solar thermal with storage could provide the baseload energy, which could replace the coal or gas, and then the winds could fill in the peaks. So when there's, you know, lots of wind, that could be a cheap source of energy. But then when at times when it's not windy, the solar thermal can provide that baseload, and even through the night it can provide 24/7 storage, which can be released. It's dispatchable energy, so it can really, really complement well with the wind, with the peaks and troughs.
Hmm. And what's the state of the campaign, and what's coming up? Because I know there's an election in South Australia in 2018, and the opposition, the Liberal Party, have said that they support building this power station at Port Augusta, yeah? So the final domino to fall in place, as it were, is for actually Jay Weatherill and the Labor state government to say, okay, we're going to make this thing happen. Is that correct? Is that where we're up to?
Yeah, pretty much. Before the last federal election, we managed to get pretty much all of the parties to come out and make supportive comments about solar thermal, both at the local and federal level, including Malcolm Turnbull, actually, which he seems to have switched his word there. but both local parties pledged support for it, but they haven't put their money where their mouth is and done anything to make it happen. So at the moment, the Repower Port Augusta campaign is really putting the pressure on Jay Weatherill, because at the moment the state government's deciding whether to buy their power from solar thermal or gas through a power purchase agreement, and they're expected to make that decision within the next few months. There's been indications lately that they're leaning towards new gas for South Australia, which obviously wouldn't be the right direction, just a kind of band-aid fix. So we're really kind of trying to keep up the pressure on Jay Weatherill to make the right choice there and do what the public wants, which is solar thermal in Port Augusta. And we have a bit of a statewide vote that's happening online for people to decide whether they want solar thermal or gas. But certainly in the lead-up to the state election, we will be putting the hard word on both parties to make them come up with something really concrete commitments to build solar thermal in Port Augusta rather than just lip service that they've been giving it so far.
Hmm. We'll probably have to wrap it up pretty soon. I've been involved in some campaigns against the coal industry in Newcastle, and sometimes it can feel a little bit like you're in a smaller city and you're a bit away from where a lot of the political decision-making happens. And I don't know, I've at times felt like it'd be really good if there was some solidarity rallies in some of the big cities. How can people support Repower Port Augusta? Because I think it would have national significance. If this campaign can be won, that's going to be really good for the climate movement nationally.
Yeah, absolutely. And that could kick off solar thermal plants being built around the country once we have that technology up and running here, like it is in some other countries around the world. Would love any support and solidarity we can get from other states. You can jump on the repowerportaugusta.org website or follow it on Facebook to keep up to date with what's happening, and obviously read Green Left for updates.
Yep.
Any support would be great, especially around some pivotal moments. We always put out calls for action online and, yeah, let you know what's happening so you can support when you can. Would love some solidarity. That'd be great.
Yeah, we could. All right. Well, keep up the good work, and we might even get you back on the show next time there is a sort of a turning point in the campaign.
You're listening to Community Radio.
3CR. 855 AM. Gemma Weedle there from Repower Port Augusta, talking about their campaign to get a dispatchable solar thermal plant built in Port Augusta, where a coal-fired power station was recently shut down.